Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory
to God. Fishers of men. That is what the apostles are called to be. This is the reading given on the day of All Saints of North America, although it's actually for the resurrection. Our gospel book is set up in an odd way, so we didn't actually get the reading for All Saints of North America today, because it's not in there. But in that reading, we would have heard to give up all that you have and follow Christ. In some ways, it's the same message as what we heard in the resurrectional gospel today. Follow Christ. Leave what you have, father, mother, work. Leave it behind and follow Christ. If this isn't a hard word for us, then we're not really thinking about what it means. This isn't just come to church when we feel like it. This is dedicate your life to Christ, leaving behind everything that you were before, everything that you want to be, and follow Christ. We know what happened to the apostles. If we follow the rest of the Gospels or we read the Acts, it's pretty clear that they did in fact leave everything, and they were rewarded for it. As they went out and preached into the world, they converted many people. And the same is true for the saints of North America. That's why we're here today. Those great men and women and children who labored here in America, all over America, did so that we would have this church and the church in Pleasanton and the church up north and what's the next one? Berkeley? South in San Jose, over in San Francisco, right? All of these churches are here because dedicated men, women, children worked following Christ, leaving behind everything that they had. But that's hard. We like who we are. We like the things we have. It's comfortable. It's safe. We know those things well. We love our families. Yet, we're called to set them aside. To put ourselves second and God first. And like I said before, if that isn't hard, then you're doing it wrong. Then you're not really putting God first. You're maybe putting Him second or third or fourth. The farther down the list, the easier it gets. But that's not what we're called to do. That's not what the apostles did. That's not what the saints of North America did, or all the people adorning our walls did. They put Christ first. As I've preached many times over the past few weeks, that means all of the things. That means doing your prayers and coming to confession and coming to church and tithing. Christ talks a lot about money in the Gospels, even though it's a hard thing for us to talk about today in America. Our culture doesn't really like money. It's a hard thing. But there's a lot of talk about money in the Gospels, about how much harm it can do us, or how much good it can do when we give it to others. Why is that? There's the same reason as everything else. It's hard to give up the things that we like, and we like money. And all the other things. We like them all quite a bit. So we set those things aside. And we come to church, even though you could have been sitting at home watching TV, or YouTube, Netflix, whatever it is you watch these days. Or you could have been going to a sports game for a child, or you could have been doing any number of other things that would have possibly been more fun than being here. But you came. At least in that regard, you put Christ first. When we fast on Wednesdays and Fridays, we don't do it because it's medicinal, although there is research to show that it's good to cut back on the red meat you eat. But that's not why we do it. We do it to remind ourselves to put ourselves second and God first, because we like to eat those things. So for 2 days out of the week, we don't. Or any of the great fasting periods, whether it be the Apostles' Fast, we didn't get this year, so you can thank the new calendar for that. Or whether it be the Nativity Fast or Lent, these long periods where we set aside the things we like and focus on Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian, right? Is every day we put aside the things that we like and we focus on Christ. Even in little things like blessing the food, you could just dive right in and eat it. But we take at least a short moment, reorient ourselves towards Christ, thank Him for the food, and then we eat it. Whether it be in a moment where we struggle through the day and we grab for our prayer rope or our cross, we recenter ourselves towards Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian. It's a never-ending journey towards Christ. Some of the fathers talk about how even after death, it's a continual journey towards Christ. Because we continue to get to know Him. He is so much grander than we are that we can't possibly ever know Him completely. So our entire existence is a journey towards Him. But we can only make that journey if we start now, today, and tomorrow, and the day after, and every following day, putting aside ourselves and the things we like and focusing on Christ. In some of the hymnography last night, we heard a great number of cities listed across North America, in Canada, and all over the U.S. These were cities where the saints lived, where they worked and died. It's a reminder to us that we are not separated from all the faces we see on the walls. Some of them, yes, lived a long time ago, but I told a brief story last night about, there's an icon, I think it's St. Herman, although it could be St. Innocent, I can't remember now, I should have looked it up, where you go and venerate the icon and you see, of course, him, but off in the corner there's a helicopter. It's not a normal thing to see in icons. I don't see any other helicopters anywhere on our walls. But it's a reminder to us that he lived more or less in our time. That you don't have to live in some ancient kingdom to dedicate yourself to Christ. These people did it today. Or in the case of the saints, you know, maybe a few decades ago. But today, comparatively, these are people that knew what it was like to be here in America. They knew what it was like to go through security at an airport. They knew what it was like to be stuck in traffic. They knew what it was like to have public school or homeschool, if you're into that. They knew our country and our people. They knew what it was like to live here. And yet they still chose Christ. So, good job coming here today and prioritizing Christ in at least this little thing. But as you go out, remember, every day, focus on Christ. That's why we have morning and evening prayers. That's why we have fasts through the week. It's so that you don't get lost along the way, especially if you work and can't make it to the weekday services. It's easy to go and forget about church until the next weekend. But we're given these little reminders to pull ourselves back in every day, multiple times a day. Make use of it. Don't let those moments go by. Every moment that you have that isn't doing something else important, say a prayer, even if it's short. Because that's why we're Christians. That's what this journey is about. Focusing on Christ, so that at the end, we enter into salvation with the rest of all of these beautiful men and women who lived lives, some of whom very close to us. As I've said many times over the past few weeks, read the lives of the saints. Read their hymnography. Learn about them, especially the ones here in North America, because there are people. They know what it was like to be here. Learn about them. You've got until next Saturday, if that's the next time you come to church, to read about them. So do it. Take a few minutes. That's one of these days. Look them up. Read a little bit about them. All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God.